I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about how do we know what's best? Sometimes we're in situations in life where it can be hard to discern what's the right thing, what's the best thing to do in this scenario, in this situation. How do we know what's best? And I'm reminded of this verse in Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. The Apostle Paul says, I pray that your love may abound more and more. To abound more and more is to greatly increase. That your love would abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight so that you would be able to discern what's best. So the way that we know what's best in life is by our love abounding more and more. When we're walking in love and our love is growing in both knowledge and depth of insight, that love teaches us how to do what's best, how to choose the right thing and the best thing in our life. So we're going to be taking communion over this today, asking God to help our love to grow and to abound more and more so that we can discern what's best in our lives. But why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. Remembrance is a very powerful thing. We're pulling that sacrifice of Jesus that happened over 2,000 years ago. In some ways, you could say he's the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. We got purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. We're going to pull that right now into our remembrance, making it active and relevant, alive right now in this present moment today. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death, till you proclaim the death. So in a way, taking communion is like an activation of all these benefits that are found in the new covenant. And we're combining the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus. We're stirring it into our mind and remembrance and imagination, combining it with something practical and physical that we actually do in the cracker and juice. And I believe it unites our entire spirit, soul, physical body together. It unites everything. It unites us with God. Just this opportunity to simply remember. We've got God with us. No matter what we're facing today, we're trying to discern what's best and what's right. We've got God with us today. And to remember that in our lives. But it's also important we take it the right way, to take it with the fear of the Lord, just that deep honor and respect and gratitude and appreciation for God and for Jesus, for all that they went through, to connect us back to him. And so the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. How are we doing today? Are we making today a masterpiece? Because it's this interesting duality in life. We have to have this eternal perspective with God. But we've got to walk it out today. We've got to live it out today because it's always called today. So we're going to go through a process of examining ourselves, and then we'll have our time of communion. After our time of communion, we've been talking about lately some practical physical workout tips and advice. Because I truly believe physical exercise is a physical representation or expression of what it's supposed to be like to exercise our faith, to exercise and to apply our faith, to practice receiving this grace from God by faith and experiencing that grace flowing through us where God is doing the work. Learning to rest in our soul and experience God doing the work instead of ourselves. And physical exercise is a way for us to practice that every day. And then once we understand how to do that, we can apply it to every other area of our lives. It's the same principles. So let's get started with our prayer. And then we'll get into our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son, I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelations so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us and make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. Help us be sensitive to those opportunities and make the most of them today. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is our time to examine ourselves. How are we doing today? Are we making today a masterpiece? And how are we going to do that? We're going to get connected to the master. And we talk about these four fundamentals. But remember, you got to bring the fun and the presence and the energy into these fundamentals every day. So our first fundamental, let's get positioned in the light today. Every day, we got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light. It's got to happen every single day. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in-between. Our first one, let's get positioned in humility today, because it's the humble that are given grace. Position in humility, willing to learn, willing to grow, willing to repent, willing to change, willing to humble ourselves in relationship to other people. Humbling ourselves underneath God, humbling ourselves in relationship to other people, willing to say we're sorry. And we're going to receive that forgiveness from God today. We're going to forgive ourselves in the middle. We're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. We're going to let some things go. We're going to take our position in love today, kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best about others, keeping no record of wrongs, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. We're going to take our position today in gratitude and praise, one of the greatest expressions of faith, gratitude and praise. When we take our position, we're in the light. We step into the light. We step into Christ. And God has taken everything he has, everything he has, everything he had, both past and present. He's put it all in Christ. And we get to be in him today. Think about that for a second. We get to be in him today, and God has taken everything he has that he wanted to give to Jesus, and he put it all in him, and we get to walk in that today. In there is God's spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, all the fruit of the spirit, his mind and wisdom, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ, it says in Colossians. God, Christ is in us, the hope of glory. We got his health and energy, his purpose, his kingdom, his time, his finances. We've become part of his family. It's all in there. And so much more. That's where we're going to start to magnify the light. Because one of the biggest things we have to learn how to do is to understand all that God's made available in Christ and learn to receive it and see it flowing through us in our lives, to be functioning in it and walking in it in our lives today. So first, we're going to take our position in it, and then the next step is we've got to magnify it. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. To magnify it, we're going to expand the capacity of it. where God can flow more of all those good things through us. It's also going to help it get rooted and established in our hearts so that we become more fixed and consistent and immovable when the issues and pressures of life come our way. And to magnify, it's all about our focus. What are we focused on? Where's our attention throughout the day? What are we thinking about and talking about? And more importantly, what are we doing over and over? Think of meditation, repeating things over and over and over. What are we repeating over and over? Might be some thought patterns we repeat over and over. Might be some habits that we repeat over and over. And we want to take that same principle because it works in the negative and it works in the positive. We could magnify darkness or we could magnify light. And we want to start to magnify that light today. How are we going to do it? We're going to stay magnifying, meditating on God's word, his faithfulness, his unfailing love, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. We can magnify and meditate on our righteousness in Christ. We've got right standing with God today, and he eagerly desires to help us. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us. We've got this treasure in jars of clay. And just stay focused on whatever is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. To remember all the good things God has already done in our lives. To magnify how far he's already brought us. That'll build some encouragement on the inside of us when we magnify those things. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's simply choosing to bring them into the light and magnify God as bigger. I always think of David and Goliath. Everybody else is magnifying the size of the giant, magnifying the size of Goliath. But David looks the giant in the face and he magnifies God as bigger. That's the difference. It's the focus. What are we focusing on? What are we magnifying in our lives today? But God does give us a choice. He gives us free will. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, venting and complaining, magnifying the size of the problems and the issues that we're facing, dwelling in the past, worrying about the future. And for a lot of people, they may not realize that they're choosing the way of darkness. They just don't have the understanding of all that God has made available and how much he wants to help. How big he is, how powerful he is. And so they feel all the weight and the pressure on themselves that they have to figure it all out for themselves. They have the attitude, if it's going to be, it's up to me. So they have to figure it all out themselves rather than resting and trusting in God and his grace. That's where we're going to recognize the symptoms. If we're positioned in darkness, we're magnifying darkness. There might be the tendency to retaliate at people or snap at people. Withhold good things we know we should be doing because, you know, they did that to me. They said that to me, so I'm not going to do this nice thing for them. Might be the tendency to avoid people, to withdraw our presence, to give them the silent treatment and just not talk to them. Those are all cues that we're off track. Then on the inside, you'll feel that heaviness and pressure, like all the weight sitting on you. You might feel hopeless or helpless or powerlessness. Like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. Low energy is another big symptom of this. Think of magnifying darkness like a black hole. It just begins to suck all the energy out of you. Then emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future. We're sitting there toiling away, thinking about the future and dreading the things that are coming. That's magnifying darkness. There's confusion about which steps to take or what to do. And the more we magnify, the more we meditate on that. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. We're just magnifying darkness even more, just growing it. Then we get stuck in these vicious cycles and bad habits, bad patterns. But when we take our position in the light and we start to magnify that, you're going to experience this growing on the inside of you. You're going to experience this rest in your soul. And when we rest, God goes to work. And when he's doing the work, now everything is free and easy and effortless. And I've got his peace and his joy and his love and his energy and his mind and wisdom all flowing. And it's easy. Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You feel that lightness in your spirit. Jesus begins to effortlessly set you free. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever miss it, we ever get off track, just takes a moment to turn it right back around and get right back into the light again. How do we do it? I think we start with humility. You know what? I'm off track right now. Father, forgive me. Heavenly Father, forgive me for whatever it was. We receive that forgiveness from Him. We forgive ourselves. If we need to reconcile with somebody else or say we're sorry, who knows what it is. Whatever we got to do to get peace in that relationship with other people. We take those steps and then we just start praising and thanking God for His grace and His goodness and His love. And you'll feel that shift on the inside immediately. The weight will lift off you. Your energy levels will rise up. You'll feel that peace and the joy and the love just washing over you on the inside. Then we're going to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to lead us and train us and guide us. But we've got to stay tuned into Him. My favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to start with gratitude and praise to get my positioning first. Then I like to magnify. What went well today? What are the ways that I saw God showing up today? And just looking for all those little ways that you saw God showing up in your life today. The more you magnify that, the more you're going to see more of them. Whatever you magnify begins to grow. Then I like to just look back at the day. Was I off track at all? Is there anything that knocked me off the path? Anything that knocked me out of the light that caused me to magnify the wrong things? Those would be some areas to bring to God and just begin to know yourself so we can sustain that positioning more and more. Then I like to ask this, God, what are you trying to show me today? And I'll reflect back over the day. What did I learn today? What was God trying to show me? What are those nudges or promptings I was having on the inside? And I'll just get still and I'll listen for a few minutes and whatever comes into my mind, I'll just begin to write it down and record my journey with God. And then as we go throughout the day, we got to stay connected to Him. You ever feel like you're losing that connection? Just slow down for a minute or two. It doesn't take long. Get powered up in Him. Think of it like recharging your phone. You're plugging in your phone for a few minutes. And it just takes a minute or two. And then I've learned, often I was getting ahead of God in some things. I was unsure on what to do and I would ask Him, but then I wouldn't wait for His leading and direction. And I've learned, wait until you know. If you ask Him, He'll show you every single time. And so the last thing I like to do in my journal every night before bed is to plan the upcoming day with God. And I write this phrase in my journal every single night. Today, this day, I want to be doing what's right and best in God's eyes and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in Him. And then how am I going to know what that is? Number one, as we're talking about today, as our love is growing and abounding more and more, it's going to teach us what's right and best. But I've also learned, what do I know to do? If I'll stick with what I know to do today, not the things I'm unclear of or uncertain on, what do I know to do today? I'm going to get more present today. What do I know needs to happen today? And I begin to make out the to-do list. What are the things I know need to happen? Anything in my conscience? Anything I've been procrastinating on? Anything I have a leading or excitement from God to do? Make out the list, and I'm going to wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, excited for the day, because this is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm going to rejoice, and I'm going to be glad in it. I'm going to get connected to Him first thing in the morning, right when we wake up. Connected. Start praising and thanking Him, magnifying Him. Then we're going to walk out that plan together with Him today. With full confidence that He's right there with me, helping me to execute this plan He's got for today. And as we do this, it does something like magnetize us. You get to that place of confidence. You get all the doubts removed. And all of a sudden, this grace is going to begin to flow through you. And it's going to begin to beautify our lives. And beauty is attractive and magnetic. It just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. So let's take a look at the scripture today. How do we know what's best? This Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. The Apostle Paul says, "This is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. So notice, is love abounding? What is abounding? Abounding means to increase greatly. In the Latin roots of the word, I believe it is, has like pictures of waves or surges, that our love would grow in surges. It would greatly increase in both knowledge and depth of insight, because it would teach us to discern what's best. Not just what's good, but what's best. What's best? There's the difference. This is another level. So we're going to take communion over this today. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for you and for Jesus and for all that both of you went through to connect us back to you. And that your love has been shed abroad in our hearts. And we're asking that you would help us to have our love abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that we will be able to discern what's best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. We're asking for your help with that today. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it." Told his disciples, "Take it. Receive it." Then he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. And we can approach him with freedom and confidence. Father, we thank you for this bread. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. So Father, we thank you for this cup. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. All right. So let's talk about some workout stuff. We got our daily communion workouts, a consistent workout that we're practicing consistently. If you'd like to get the workout, if you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com, you get onto our email list there. When the daily communion emails come out, there's a workout attached to them. But one of the concepts is, what about nutrition? What about nutrition? And to make it very simple, we want to structure your nutrition in a way where you're eating to perform. Think of it like an athlete. I'm eating to be able to perform well. So we want to eat in a way that allows us to have enough energy and focus to be able to perform well in our workout, but not so much that we're hanging on to the body fat. And finding that balance, there's a sweet spot in this. We're eating enough to perform. And then I want to work on also, part of eating to perform is timing. And so learning to find some consistency and rhythm in this. Now, there might be days when your workout times and your meal schedules get thrown off track a little bit, but trying to get into a consistent schedule where you find something, some combination of food and the timing of when you eat that food that is allowing you to perform well. And so I like to think of it this way. Early in the day, before I perform my workout, I usually work out in the early afternoon most days. I want to eat a little bit lighter. I want to eat enough to perform, enough energy to perform well in the workout, but not so much that I'm feeling full and sluggish and like it's weighing me down. So I want to find that balance. Now, for everybody, this is a little different. This is going to be personalized for you, but finding that combination and timing of foods that allows you to perform well in your workouts. Because if you're consistently getting better in your workouts, your body's going to change. So I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.